Hello, welcome to another episode of the Unscripted Truth with Fola Shade. And yes, I am Fola Shade. So this is a continuation of the last episode. I said I had to put both of them in two different episodes, yeah? Right, so this is why I think parenting is not for everyone, part two. But instead of, I feel like I have established that the reason I think it is not for everyone is probably because, you know, if we really give it in-depth thought, right, for ourselves or by ourselves, we would see that many of us might not want that responsibility, you know, because we now understand the impact. Do you understand? So I just wanted to put it out there that that's why I think people should give it in-depth thought, that after that, there's a lot of th in what I'm saying. It's starting to get confusing. But anyways, so after giving it a lot of thought, they might not want to do that. And that should be fine, right? So that's why I think that. Now, after I said something in the last episode. After thinking about it really, really well, you know, and observing from outside, like I said, sometimes you have the best advice when you really step out of something and look at it from inside with a little bit of knowledge, comparison, observation, and you'll be able to tell certain things. It does not mean you that you know that thing, you would do it in that position, no, but you just know that this is what could be done to do this, to do that, right? So that's what I'm doing here. And after analyzing everything, I see that there are two major things that I feel like will make parents and their kids, basically, will make life easier for them. Right now, the first thing is this. I was having a conversation today with my friend and something popped up. We realized that parents focus on the things that they lacked as children. It might be out of love. Most times it's out of love. And sometimes it's out of obligation. But they will try everything in their power to make sure that you do not lack. That's in most cases. You do not lack what they did when they were kids. And in that generation, you know that most times, you know, they didn't have access to what they wanted. Right? Many of them didn't have access to the kind of education they wanted and all of that. So they do everything in their power to make that money and get their kids in school, give them vacations and everything, give them a decent life, you know. And that is a very brave thing to do, to put that on yourself. But because of the intensity of how they want to really, because of the intensity with which they focus on the need to get this money, so to speak, now, right? It is possible that they get completely negligent about other aspects of the child's life. I will not lie, money is very important to give a child a well-rounded growth, right? But in the end, because of that, other things would lack, you know, and maybe that child that lacked, because the parents were always absent now, the child, it affected the child in some way, it hurt the child in some way and everything. When that child grows up to have his own children or her own children, right, she will try everything in her power to balance it out, right? That's, you know, try as much as possible to be there for the children and then try as much as possible to get so much money to give them a well-rounded life. In some cases, because they're trying so hard, they will clash and then affect the child in another way. And that child will focus on what was, you know, a vicious cycle. Do you understand? Like, So because they're doing it, they're even trying to love us. But in the end, in loving us, they are also doing some type of damage. And we will do the same thing to our kids. And probably do the same thing to the other kids. And they will do, you know, crazy. The second thing that I realized is that parents grow attached to their kids. You've had that much responsibility by a child. You feel entitled to them. You love them to death. You feel like, okay, you raised them, so you should have some sort of power over them. And then all of a sudden, you're shocked that you don't. That's because They are human beings, complete separate human entities that are separate from you, that are different from you. They are a whole person. It means that they'll have other experiences outside you. They might see things differently from you. They might want different things. And it will not start to shock you. It shouldn't. You can only do so much. Yes, I agree that parents have a whole lot of power over some of the decisions that a child makes. But in the end, the child still makes the decision. And that says a lot about the person. Right? So it means they're completely different from you. So knowing that, know that you don't have to take responsibility for all the decisions that you think your child made. So say, for example, you want your child to be an engineer, and they wanted to be an artist, and the kind of songs they now prefer to sing, that they sing really well, did not go with your church beliefs or anything, or Islamic beliefs, or traditional beliefs, whatever it is, it just doesn't go with what you believe in. Because you think that reflects on your skills as a parent, you do so much to hurt your child in the process of trying to protect them in quote. You know, you are so focused on it and you end up doing more damage than good. Sometimes you just have to accept that your child is a different person from you, and they will make different decisions. They will have different interests, and the interest might not be something you would accept or lean toward on a normal day. Oof. So that realization shocks you, but it's the truth. And finally, I feel as an adult or as adults, we should begin to take responsibility. That yes, okay, yes, your parents did their damage, but in the end, you're a grown person. There are some decisions that have nothing to do with your parents. So take responsibility when responsibility is yours, right? So that's that on today's topic. Let me know what you think. Any day, anytime. I am Afola Oluwashade _ on any social media platform, right? So I want to talk about that, right? So the tweet for today is also from Ife, who is my, I don't know, I feel like she's my spirit animal. I don't agree with everything that she says, but I feel like we'll be great friends, because I feel like we think alike on a lot of things, and we disagree on a lot of things too. So it just makes you respect that relationship, yeah? So today she asked, if your older self could give your parents suggestions on how they would have raised you, how they should have raised you, what would you say? And I answered, so this tweet is my tweet, yeah? I wrote four things. I said, first, listen to me. Don't discard my words and say I'm a child. Parents did that a lot, you know, because they forget you're a different person. They thought they had complete control, or it didn't matter, or they're protecting you. You know, there was just a lot of that in all their love, obligation, and, you know, what else? They end up hurting the child by making sure the child shuts up and does what they want, right? So number two, I wrote, tell me about how you are frustrated rather than take your frustrations out on me. Parents thought they had to be strong all the time. And I get it, because you feel like you're responsible for this child, which also helps the child, you know, to be a child. You know, it's a whole complicated issue. You know, thinking about these things, you want them to believe you are strong, you can take care of everything. But in the end, they also need you to be vulnerable with them. But at the same time, tell them how you're feeling. Don't just act out. Many parents did that. They thought they were protecting us, but they weren't. They were hurting us in the process. Right? The third thing I wrote, I said, treat all of us the same despite our different genders. I don't know if you can relate. Many Nigerian families are like that. They treat the girls different from the boys in the slightest way, that even the people that are conscious of it, they end up doing more damage than good and treating the girl and boy very differently, right? And that messes them up in some way. So I feel like, yeah, I'll tell my parents that, right? And I lastly said, let me follow my dreams and not live out yours. You know, I said something about entitlement and focusing on what they lacked as kids. You know, in the end, they end up enforcing out of love all of this. That's the funny thing. They end up enforcing what they want on us, whether we like it or not, because they think it is what is right for us. And most times, yes, it probably is. But sometimes it's not. And that also does more damage than good. So, before I bounce, I am going to give a tip for those of you that have thought about it and decided that you have so much love to give a child or children. And if you know you have not thought about it, but you get to that position or stage, just like, get this. Be human with them. Be vulnerable with them. Respect them. And vice versa. You see, if you do all of these things, if you're human with them, vulnerable with them, and you respect them, they do it right back. It just comes naturally, right? For now, I don't have any advice I feel like I can give kids to other than that. You know, if we're all kind to each other, it will just get a little bit easier, right? So that's it. Until next time, guys. Bye for now.